Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, Rory McIlroy wins for the first time in 19 months at the Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte at the Quail Hollow Country Club, and a big win for Rory. I had said last week that it was now or never with Rory for this week. I couldn't bet on him. Matter of fact, my picks were not good this last week. 0-3 I went. One of them got canceled out because Webb Simpson WD'd. But that's another subject. We'll get into that. I had Bryson DeChambeau, who finished ninth. Incredible week for him. We'll get into that as well over Rory. I just couldn't bet on Rory because I just had to see something from him. So we saw it and he won. But I did make the comment that he needed to get something going this last week. Okay, why did I say that? Because he's had tremendous success at Quail Hollow. It's a golf course that totally fits his game, obviously fits his eye. This win this year was his third win at Quail Hollow. It's the only tournament that he's won three times. You know, and that's something that you see over and over and over again with the players that win, you know, a lot of tournaments, whether it be, you know, Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods or, you know, you name them. But they will win, and they did win, at venues multiple times. Well, this is Rory's first time. He's won three times. So I thought, okay, he's got to get – and I didn't think necessarily Rory had to win the tournament. I just thought he needed to get something going with his game headed in a positive direction before – coming up on Kiawah Island. Now, you know, obviously Kiawah was a great course for him, and he's, you know, won a major championship there before. Now, that's where the PGA is in 2 weeks. But I just felt like he's got to get some, you know, kind of confidence going, and he certainly did. He did in a big way, winning it at Quail Hollow. Rory McIlroy is just too good a player. I mean, Rory McIlroy was ranked 15th in the world going into the Wells Fargo Championship. I mean, Rory cannot be ranked 15th in the world. I mean, Rory McIlroy is just, he's just too good. I mean, he's a, you know, already a Hall of Famer. You know, I mean, by his credentials, he certainly will be whenever the time comes that he gets elected in there. That's a foregone conclusion. But he's just too good. And I don't know if at this point in his career, you know, he's, you know, going to make a run at number one. I mean, he could. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he's a top five, top 10 player. Now he's up to seventh in the world. And that's, you know, at least the bottom end of where he should be. I mean, he should never be worse than that. You know, he's only 32 years old. I mean, come on. He's going to be hanging in there in that top 10 for a long, long time, unless he goes through another spell like he had here. Yeah, and, you know, and it happens, you know, a couple years. It could, but I doubt it. I mean, he's just too good and not to have won for that period amount of time. Now, he was playing phenomenal before the whole COVID thing. Then the COVID thing, you know, happened. And when he came back from that, he was not the same player. He talked a lot about the fans, how he needs the fans out there to play his best golf, that they get him going. And it just goes to show you that is one of the things that professional athletes do, all of them, not just golfers, but they talk themselves into things. They make excuses to deflect the pressure off of themselves or deflect poor performances off of themselves. It's what they all do. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's what they do. It's actually a good thing because you have to keep your confidence up. And, you know, Rory had himself convinced that, you know, okay, what's wrong? Well, one thing that's wrong is I don't play as good when there's no fans there. I play better when there's fans there. Not that they're like out there, you know, swinging for you, but just getting them fired up and pumped up and whatever. So anyway, he made that comment, said it was a big part of his win. He shoots 10 under par. Okay, that's a score that, you know, it's not an easy winning score to get to. I'm not going to say that. It's just a winning score that fits his game, I think, a little bit better than a, you know, 20 under par winning score. I mean, I would say the same thing for, you know, Jack Nicklaus. I mean, I thought 10 under par fit his game better than 20 under par. You know, Tiger Woods could shoot, you know, even par to win or 10 under par to win or 25 under par to win. It didn't matter. But for Rory, generally speaking, I would say that, you know, the playing a little more difficult. And you look at the courses he's won on, the major championships, and then at Bay Hill and at Quail Hollow, I mean, he wins it at hard golf courses. And you don't have to, you know, shoot at 20 to 25 under par. Now, it's not that he can't. It's not that he never has. It's just, you know, when you say what is better for him, that's a better winning score. So you kind of pencil out all the courses that produce that kind of winning score. And that's, you know, most likely where you see Rory's going to show up and have his best chance to win. And then you pencil out and look at the past history that he's had. And obviously it's been very good at Quail Hollow. So that's really why I thought, you know what, he's got to get something going. And he did. He got it going. He'll be riding high into the PGA Championship, full of confidence. Everybody will be, you know, Rory's back, and, you know, they're just, you know, singing the praises. And, you know, he'll be one of the betting favorites now. And, you know, everything changes just like that. Boom. Just one week and the whole thing, you know, changes for a player on the PGA Tour. That's just the way it is. If you want to see your golf game change, here's something you can do. Sign up for my instructional emails, my videos that get sent out via email on a daily basis. All you have to do is go to HaneyUniversity.com and you can register for that, get them for free. And you can also find some other great offers on HaneyUniversity.com, but the main one is for free, and that is the instructional videos that will help you play the best golf of your life. So go there and check it out, HaneyUniversity.com. All right, we'll come back and we'll tell you how Rory did this at the Wells Fargo Championship. And it's, it's an interesting analysis of how he did this. Right, Rory McIlroy had his best strokes gained, and that's the measurement that they use for measuring any particular statistic against the field. His best strokes gained tee to green performance since 2019. This was they were talking about this on Saturday. And they asked him, you know, how he felt about that. And he said, really? He did not know that was true. And I only hit five fairways. And then he jokingly said, take that, traditionalists, which the traditionalists are like, you know, pulling their hair out, because Rory McIlroy wins the Wells Fargo Championship. And check out his fairways hit in regulation, ball in the fairway. You got 14 chances a day. You can take out the four par threes. He's got four fairways the first day, five fairways the second day, seven fairways the third day, and three fairways the fourth day. Three fairways he hits on Sunday. He hit 33% of his fairways for the tournament. That is an absolute horrific statistic, but it doesn't matter, because strokes gained off the tee, which has always been Rory's big statistic, because people will say, you know, the best driver of the golf ball on the tour is Rory McIlroy. Well, statistically, He's not the best this year, but he's fifth. But it usually always comes down to him and Dustin Johnson. And they're both not quite as good with the driver this year, but still not quite as good. Still means they're both good. I mean, better than good. Roy's fifth for the year. But it's more about the distance. I mean, it just that's what it boils down to. Hit it a long way and find your ball. And he did that. Roy did that, except for a 3-wood off the tee. I forget what hole and round that was, but that was a problem. And then he hit it in the creek on 18 on the last round. So he did have a couple penalty shots, and also had three putts. And usually when that, I talk about this all the time, when those penalty shots, two chips and three putts add up to five of them or four, you're not going to usually win. But he squeaks out the one shot victory, ends up beating Abraham Ancer. He beats him by one shot. Beats Hovland by two shots, Keith Mitchell by two shots. Mitchell led going into the fourth round, by the way. And Gary Woodland finishes in fifth. He beat him by three shots. And then it's Matt Wallace, Patrick Reed, Luke List, and they're all tied sixth at five under par, five shots. And then Bryson DeChambeau, four under. And Aaron Wise, four under, and those are the that's the top 10 right there. That's your guys that top 10. Now, here's something for you, Rory McIlroy. And I talk about his putting a lot. Now he's actually having a little bit better putting year, although I don't know how much better it is when you're 169th in three putt avoidance. His putting statistic improved dramatically after this week, because he finished third in putting at Quail Hollow. He gained 6.94 shots on the field in putting. That is a huge, huge week for Rory in terms of his putting statistic. All right, here's something for you. Every player in the top 10 would have at least played off at 10 under par, or beat that 10 under par score. And many of them would have beat it by a big, big margin, because all of these, by Ancer got out putted by six shots. Hovland got out putted by six shots. Keith Mitchell got out putted by six shots. Gary Woodland by six shots. Even when you go down to Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Wise, who finished at four under par, they would have been, if they would have had the putting week that Rory McIlroy had, then they would have been in a playoff. So Rory wins this tournament with his putter. And that's something that has, it hasn't happened a lot of times for Rory McIlroy in his career. In fact, Rory McIlroy in his career has finished top three in putting. He was third this week. He's finished top three in putting five times in his career. Five times. And those were, he finished first, fourth, and fifth. He also finished like first in scrambling. He led the field in scrambling. He was 14 out of 18 getting the ball up and in. That's a sixth time in his PGA career he's done that for an event. And four out of those six tournaments he's won, which is included in the last time he won Bay Hill. So what it tells you is that when Rory wins, it's his scrambling and his putting, and that's how he ends up winning. He made 48 out of 48 putts from 6 feet and in. For somebody that, when you look at his statistics and you look at his percentage, he from 3 feet in, he makes 99.73%. From 4 feet, he makes 87%. From 5 feet, he makes 77%. From 6 feet, he makes 60%. 60% from 6 feet ranks 187th on the PGA Tour. And yet, he made 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet. So for all the people that love to talk about the floodgates, you just keep that in mind. The floodgates opening, and you know, and now we got it figured out. Just be careful about that on your analysis. What this really tells you is that, and I've said this forever, I mean, when Rory McIlroy putts good, and here we go again, same thing. You got to parlay a top 10 putting week with a top 10 ball striking week. He was ninth strokes gained tee to green and third putting. And you parlay those two, and that's how you end up winning golf tournaments. That's it. I mean, it's hard to ball strike your way to a win. It's hard to just putt your way to a win. You got to parlay. You got to put these two things together. And you know, he did it. I mean, this is, you know, a kind of, you know, a remarkable situation, really, when you look at it. I mean, really remarkable, because Rory was top three in the field in driving distance, greens and regulation, scrambling, and strokes gained putting. Top three in all those categories. Of the 668 tournaments that they've measured, Justin Ray had this on Twitter, of the 668 tournaments that they've measured on ShotLink since they've been doing it, only three winners have done that. Finished top three in distance, greens and regulation, scrambling, and strokes gained putting. Kenny Perry did it in 2005 at the Colonial. Jason Day did it at the Barclays. And Rory did it. Jason Day did it in 2015. And Rory did it in 2021 at the Wells Fargo Championship. So this is not something that happens very often, putting those things together. And I guess that's why they say it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. It's why players on the PGA Tour kind of look and say, okay, you know, if I'm just in the top 10, you know, that's a great tournament. I'm in the top 10, great tournament. And then they're waiting for that week when they put everything together and then they win. And that's why it doesn't happen very often, unless you were Tiger Woods back in the day. And that, you know, it was something that we probably will never see again, not in our lifetime. So you get these wins when everything comes together, and you know, when you have just absolute greatness. I don't know, you know, whoever you want to pick out, Rory, you know, Dustin Johnson, you know, Justin Thomas, pick them all out. I mean, you know. The norm now seems for a great year is just it's two or three wins, and then that's it. Because if this is what it takes to win, you can't do this very often. It just doesn't happen. Matter of fact, Rory's formula this week, he wins by one shot, by the way, and his formula is you know, top three, distance, greens and regulation, scrambling, and putting, and that's happened three times in the 668 tournaments that they've measured. And think about that. I mean, what do they do? 40 tournaments a year? So what is that? You know, how many years is that? That's a lot of years. That's 15 years, 16 years, something like that. 17 years, maybe. That's a rare occurrence is what that is. Very, very rare. Very rare. Very, very, very rare. Anyway. Rory's back in the winner's circle. He's flying high now, going into the second major of the year, the PGA Championship. And you know what? You got to get lucky to win as well. I'm going to tell you the fortunate thing that happened. Everybody that wins gets lucky. There's no two ways about it. They all got some kind of lucky break. One of the things that happened to Rory was really fortunate. Matter of fact, if it didn't happen, he wasn't going to win. And it's one of those things that you can't count on. We'll talk about that when we come back. Let me remind you to get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, free 2-week supply. If you've got the arthritis pain, try it. It'll help you. If you got the TMJ jaw problems, it'll definitely help you. Tension headaches, you can rub it on your forehead, your jaw, your neck. People say their headache's gone in 5 minutes. Muscle soreness, it's phenomenal. Muscle cramps, it's phenomenal. Check out the website, check out the testimonials, but you can try it for free. So I don't know what you have to lose. All you got to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com, right on the front page. Just click on the box and get your free 2-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief if you haven't already done it. Voodoopainrelief.com. All right, the lucky break that Rory got was his tee time. He played in the wave, they call it a wave. So and on Thursdays and Fridays, before they make the cut, you either play morning Thursday, afternoon Friday, or you play afternoon Thursday and morning Friday. Okay, that's it. It's one of those two scenarios. And generally speaking, you know, it can make a difference. You know, when you play early, you're probably going to get a little softer condition. You're going to get better greens because nobody's walked on them. And the other thing that you could get is you could get less wind. Well, it happened big time on Friday. Rory shot 66 on Friday. There wasn't any 66s Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, the wind was gusting 30 to 35 miles an hour. Now, it was blowing in the morning, but it wasn't blowing anywhere near that velocity. And as a result, I mean, Rory McIlroy was not going to win that golf tournament. It wasn't going to, it would not have happened. I feel safe in saying that. If he would have teed off on the morning on Thursday and the afternoon on Friday, wouldn't have happened. But as luck would have it, he teed off in the opposite. He teed off late on Thursday, early on Friday, got the calmer conditions, the softer conditions, but most importantly, the calmer conditions, and shot 66, put himself back in the tournament when everybody else was going backwards on that windy afternoon on Friday, and then finished it off with a couple rounds of 68. Of course, he just owns this course. I mean, this is three wins here at Quail Hollow. And like I said, you have to get fortunate. Now, usually this doesn't come into play that much, these tee time situations on the PGA Tour. It's a big thing over at the Open Championship. And the reason being is that they stretch the tee times out forever over there. I mean, the days are so long that they start teeing off real, real early, and they tee off really, really late. And the weather changes, the winds change, the rain can come in, you know, the tide goes out or comes in, and the next thing you know, the wind direction changes. And there's many times at the Open Championship when, you know, you could have been morning, afternoon, and had no chance whatsoever to win that golf tournament. Yeah, or you could have been afternoon, morning, and had no chance to win that golf tournament. But it doesn't happen as much on the PGA Tour. But this was an exceptional week at Quail Hollow and in Charlotte and at the Wells Fargo Championship, and you had to have that good tee time. So, you know, I mean, that's what happens. That's one of the other reasons why they say it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. I don't know if it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour because everybody's so great. I think there's great parity, but you do have to get lucky. You do have to get lucky. And when I say they're not great, they're all great. I mean, but, you know, I guess I measure greatness by Tiger Woods. And there's nobody sniffing that out there for sure. Not even close. Different category. No doubt about it. But Rory's one of the best. And now he's seventh in the world, which is more where he should be. And he's flying high going into the PGA Championship. He's not playing this next week at the Byron Nelson. Although they have a decent field at the Nelson, but it's mostly, you know, all the good players that are there are trying to get a little something going. They all want to have a positive feeling going into the PGA Championship at Kiawa, and if they, you know, haven't been playing good or didn't play good last week, then there were some good late entries into the Byron Nelson. So they've got, you know, a, I mean, a decent field. I mean, they got Dustin Johnson. They got Rahm. They got DeChambeau. They got Spieth. Matsuyama's back playing. Who else they got? Scotty Scheffler. Kepka's playing. You know, he's getting back out there. You know, they got something going. Ryan Palmer. I mean, you know, he's 24th. There's some Daniel Berger. Leishman. I mean, they got a little something better than Harris English. I mean, they got like 10 players in the top 35 or something. Pretty good for that tournament, actually. But Rory's got his confidence, and he's not gonna be lacking for that when he shows up at Kiawah Island. So we'll see how he goes there. I got more to say on that. Probably do that tomorrow. I got a little more in-depth analysis of Rory's game for you. You know, he's got the new coach, and I want to talk about that a little bit. We'll get into that tomorrow on the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts, so that you can hear the podcast every day. I hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.